what are their chances? What does it look like in terms of the numbers they might get?
So, you know, Lyft is looking at a valuation between $18 and $30 billion, but that valuation is always a moving target. To put this into context, this is a company that's still losing money. Uber's still losing money, too. So even though they are growing, they've got a lot of work to do when it comes to building sustainable business models. I think what's really interesting here is that we're seeing not just Lyft, but likely also Uber, rushing to the public markets in the middle of a very volatile time. There's a lot of economic uncertainty, and so we've seen these companies both move up their timelines a bit, and it is notable that Lyft has beat Uber in terms of this filing. And as we understand it, Uber is also now working even harder to get their papers filed as well.
You know, Uber has such an advantage. I mean, people use the word Uber the way they call tissue paper Kleenex and Cola Coke.
It's a verb, right?
Yeah.
Uber is by far bigger than Lyft. I mean, if Lyft's looking at a max $30 billion valuation, Uber, we've heard valuations floated as high as $120 billion. But Uber has been through a lot more turmoil over the last few years. And so the company is not as focused as Lyft. There are other business lines like Uber Eats that are very promising. But, you know, part of the reason that Lyft may have made it to at least filing more quickly is because it's been more organized, more focused, even though the business is a bit more modest. That said, what we've seen in Uber's ride-hailing business is that it's starting to plateau. The growth is starting to plateau. So that's not a great sign for either company. You know, if the core business slows down, then they really are going to have to look at some of these other business lines to grow.
And Uber is also able to take advantage, I'm sorry, Lyft is able to take advantage of people's frustration with Uber. I think we all know a lot of people who refuse to use Uber but will use Lyft.
Absolutely. You know, I don't think Uber has ever quite recovered from the controversy of last year. Of course, they have a new CEO. They have a lot of new executives. They have doubled down on culture. They have tried to change the message. But, you know, I just ran into another person last night who said, I still have Uber deleted from my phone. That said, you know, there's others that will argue that ride hailing is a commodity. That there is not a huge difference between the service you get on Uber versus Lyft. Maybe Lyft is your first choice, but if you can't get a Lyft, you know, within 5 minutes, maybe you'll use the Uber app instead. And so, you know, it is still a huge business. As you said, it's the verb that people use to describe Ubering, which is getting from place to place in a shared ride vehicle. So, you know, they both certainly have a lot going for them. And, you know, there is a prevailing view that it's not going to be a winner-take-all market.